Okay, cosmos, the Vedic planetarium. Somewhere there, in the conclusion of putting it all together part. We could say something like this. Putting all this together, what I learned from all over the world, from whenever and whatever culture I looked at, going back to the roots, I was baffled by the many similarities between them. Now again, whether those similarities are there because even indigenous small tribal cultures all over the world somehow or other had an information exchange between each other that made their cosmologies similar. Or whether they all independently happened to develop with so many similarities. This is truly looking like some kind of universal knowledge or principles that these people had found, whether each one on their own or sharing, and the more I looked, the more intrigued I was, the more I dug into it. And here we are looking at cosmologies that all seem to be variations of some kind of universal cosmology shared by the people on this planet, whether in very simple expressions, so like art and simple stories, or intricately formulated and defined in advanced writings and symbols, imagery, in highly developed civilization through thousands of years, of development, yet whether expressed and taught by grand civilizations such as the Chinese, the Indian, or the Egyptian, or Maya, or by village shamans, or yogis, or gurus, or wise in general. To the local people. It all seems, at least to me, all like different branches of a knowledge tree. That very much shares the same root and or sharing the same root. And harmonizing very well with each other. Maybe, I don't know, but maybe it is that harmonizing structure of sharing the same roots and source and basically the same or at least similar worldviews that made it possible for the ancient civilizations to be ancient, to last. For thousands of years, say hundreds or thousands, even thousands of years. Well, this may then be something that we in a civilization that seems all but stable and harmonious could learn from and maybe have to learn from. As is clear from this book, I'm biased a bit towards the Indian tradition, mainly because I happen to be most acquainted with that tradition, having studied it for 45 years. But that tradition in itself tells us just that. That this is about a universal knowledge, understanding of ourselves and the world we live in, so that we can live happy in this life and the next.